Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe.
Veggie wash. Do you know what that is, veggie wash? For those of you who don't, it's like a spray you can put on your fruits and your vegetables that helps get the wax and any pesticides or dirt or whatever off of your vegetables, right? Make them healthier and clear, free of debris and crap, like literally. Anyway, I'm watching my son spray veggie wash on an apple, and it got me thinking about clearing, right? My lovely friends over at Piranha Haven were telling me that the use of sage is grown so much in popularity that they can't even keep it on the shelves, that tons of people are coming in saying, I'm new to this and I need it, right? I got to get the funk off. Now, of course, there's a lot going on astrologically, and so that for sure is causing all kinds of feelings for people of something's going to go wrong, energy's off, whatever. But that aside, the use of clearing tools like sage or different sprays or pendulums or bells or whatever, there are many, many choices, right? It's a lot like veggie wash. Now, bear with me, okay? I watch my son, he sprays the veggie wash, he rinses the veggie wash off. That does not do enough. It gets a little bit off. It gets some of the surface stuff off. But when you put the veggie wash on your apple, you're supposed to rub it, right? Not soap it up. Like, it doesn't have to be crazy, right? But you're supposed to rub it on there. And then you rinse it off, and then you dry it off, right, with a towel. That's what makes the veggie wash really work, right? It's not just the spray. So, again, this had me thinking about clearing, energy clearing, okay? When I first started seeing clients, I would sage every single day. And my life was pretty hectic then, okay? The twins were babies and I was teaching school full time. And one day my sweet husband decided to be helpful because he got home early and he saged the house for me, which was so very sweet. And I gotta tell you, my house smelled like sage, but the energy shift was none, barely, like spraying veggie wash on that apple without doing any of the work. Okay, now he didn't know. And I was so grateful. It was so sweet, especially because he hates the smell of sage. But the tool is just that. Okay, the sage itself doesn't really do the work any more than spraying veggie wash on the apple does without any rubbing or drying. Okay, it's all about the intention with which you use the sage. And quite truly, the smell is part of the whole experience, right? When you're breathing that in, it quiets the mind. It breaks up some of the human thought patterns so that we can focus. And it gives us something to attach to. When you smell that smell again in the future, it reminds you of peace and calm and clarity, right? It is a trigger. So when you're saging, no matter what method you use, there are people who will tell you you have to do it a specific way at a specific time in a specific order with specific tools and blah, 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 blah. None of that's actually true. You only need as much of the ritual of it as it actually requires you to focus on the intention with which you are using that tool. So if you're using sage, whether you take the whole big bundle and you just light it on fire and walk around with it kind of like a torch, or you do the very elaborate breaking it apart ceremony with the feathers, this is up to you, okay? If the ritual helps you, use it. But what's really important is that as you are releasing that sage into your space, as you are walking around ringing that bell or spinning that pendulum, It's really about the intention in which you are doing that work. You're saying, I release all that is not my highest good from my body, from this place. I release my thoughts of disharmony. I release dis-ease from this place and my belief in it. I release my attachment to that object reminds me of something, some place. I release the argument that we had in this room. I release the power that that person at work has over me to bring dis-ease into my house. It is about that. And yes, there is something very spectacularly useful about getting into every corner, under every table, every chair, going through every nook and cranny. It does make a difference if you are walking through with the intention of release. And it is more than just a metaphor or a metaphysical representation for your own self. The ritual is good for your inner world as well. It is getting into every nook and cranny, every place you've tucked a memory or emotion and saying, I release all that is not my highest good. Use the veggie wash, beloved. Use the sage. Use the bells and the whistles. Use them all. But make sure that you're there. You cannot just walk through the motions. Walking through the motions does not do the work. If you don't have the tools, it's okay. You can still walk through and release the energy. The tools help, beloved. I like to use them. I like to use sage. I like to leave the lingering smells, the energy behind. I like to watch the smoke carry the energy up in a way. But that is by our intention, not by its intent. Sage is not magic. The magic is in our thinking. Be clear. And one of the things that people miss is the intentional ushering in of positive energy to replace it. If you just release negativity or dis-ease, if you just release that and you don't call in good, what is going to happen is like a vacuum for the same, right? It's just going to suck back in what is out or more like it. And so the most important part of the clearing ritual is actually the blessing. Right? My daughter would say, putting sugar on the strawberries after she cleans them. It's important. Pick something that you love. Some people are very attached to the idea that sweet grass is the answer. Sweet grass is lovely. And that smell of sweetness that comes along with it helps our brain, our mind, our thoughts, our emotions attach to that we are calling in the sweet. Right? We sent off this sort of earthy, sagey energy. And we're calling back in the sweet and the peaceful. Use whatever helps you attach to the sweet and the peaceful, whether it's sweet grass or something else, whether it is a sound. A lot of people enjoy using bells, okay? Whether it is essential oils. Sometimes I sing or hum. And I walk around the space I've cleared with the intention of calling in light and love and highest good. You want to revisit every nook and every cranny of your space the same as I want you to do that for yourself, for your soul. If your inner being is a maze or a labyrinth or anything, however you visualize it, you want to make sure that you go down every nook and cranny, that you get out all the dust bunnies and you flood it with light and sweetness. This is the magic, beloved. It's in the thinking. The tools are tools. Use them. Love them if you do. Some people love the tools that they use. Love them. That's fine. But recognize without the thought and the intention, the affirmations of goodwill for yourself and your life and the very energetic world around you, without those things, the tools are relatively useless. So today, I showed my son the right way to use the veggie wash. And I explained to him why he's never going to have to do it again. Don't waste your time, beloved. Yes, clear your space, clear your energy. Buy the sage or the spray or whatever it is that helps you focus your intention on relief and renewal. And if you have questions, remember, you can sign up for an educational session. You can come see me at my next seminar in June. You can Google it, but be careful. There's a lot of good information online, but there's a lot of wrong information too. If it doesn't feel right to your soul, it's just not true. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.
Hi, my name is Connie, and I wanted to tell you a little bit of my experience and my relationship with Jennifer. When I first met Jennifer, it was a very emotional and intense meeting. That day when I had walked in the door, I could feel this charge of emotion and care and kindness. It was nothing short of amazing. Also that day, I received something that I never thought I would ever get. It changed my life, literally. Or that day when I left, I was a changed person. I had a new outlook on life. I was happier. I felt lighter. It was something I will always be grateful for. Since then, our relationship has changed. It's become one of the most incredible. I'm fighting for the words because I don't know if I can find the words that are big enough to express how much it means to me. You know, excuse me, I'm getting a little verklempt. The things that I've learned about myself, about the world around me, about my spirituality has been priceless, and the level of gratitude I have in regards to that is just immeasurable. I don't know how I would go on if this relationship wasn't in my life, but I know that I've learned so much that I would be able to go on, so I'm grateful for that too. I became a patron of the podcast because it gave me the opportunity to support and nurture something that nurtures my spirituality and me growing as a person and becoming my best self. I'll always be grateful for it. It'll continue to go with me throughout the course of the rest of my life. There's so much love that is put into this, and supporting its growth will benefit this world. Namaste.